Good morning. I have three kids. The youngest one is 8. When he was kindergarten, he used to say, "Dad, why your English is so broken?" Really, even though I have been in the United States for almost 30 years, really, my English really is broken. So forgive me this morning, all of you here. So really, it's my privilege, it's my honor to be here this morning to share the words of God. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are our God, our King, our Lord. During the stormy time, help us to be strong in you. Strengthen us with the power of the Holy Spirit. And guide us through, especially those who are in suffering. May the Lord heal and may the Lord really bless and help us. And as a body of Christ, in love we share and help each other to build up the body of Christ. And help us this morning, guide us through your words. And may your word be our strength that we can walk through in the time of suffering and help our lost demon. And may the truth that guide us and strengthen us that we will know your will. And through your will, that we know that you are always be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, I believe that Katie is a place that we call home. A place that we come together to worship. A place that we come together to serve the Lord. A place that we come here to show our love, to share the love to the community. This is true. Even though we have been in the church for many, many years, we came to come to the church every Sunday. And we have a youth. And we have adults Bible study. But all those really help us to strengthen the foundations, the words of God, really build up and strengthen up and help us to build a strong foundation on the truth of God. It's really, that is very important. But not only so, the word of God not just remain in our mind, in our head as a knowledge. More importantly, the words of God need to be lived out and to share, and our life influence lives that people can build up, especially during the time of this disastrous time. We thank God, really, we saw a lot of brothers and sisters in this church really help out the community and help a lot of families in the suffering. So we thank you. We thank God for our team. We came here on Wednesday, and really a team of 8. And we have spent a few days and help out. Before that, before we came, we really didn't know what happened here. We just saw the news and the flood and all these, the family sufferings. We just heard about that. And we tried to help, but we received a call. And the news said, you can't come to Houston right now, because all the road and all the conditions are very, very bad. So we just pray and we just help, and we donate a lot of stuff and the goods to the special center and help them really, and some professionals, a group, they will send it, all the goods to Houston area. But after weeks later, we feel like we have burden. We feel like a lot of people in this area, a lot of churches and the Christians need help. We cannot just stay there and sit there and just pray. We need to really to engage to the community. We really want to show our love. As a Christian, we want to be a light and a salt to the community. And how are we going to do it? And we pray. We thank God that God gave us opportunity. That our brothers and sisters of our age, then we came here and really experienced the hurt and all the problems that they face in the real life, and we see the real problems in the community, really touch our heart. And really, we thank God for we can share the love together with all of you. I know a lot of families in our church this morning really impacted by the storm. But more importantly, brother and sister, this morning, I would like to share about from the books of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, 35 to 41. If you're a Bible Christian, to the Bible, Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41. How about let's read one more time the words of God so that we can learn the message from this morning. The Lord really wants us to prepare ourselves during the storm. And during this kind of disasters, really want to strengthen us through the words and help us to strengthen our faith in order to face even bigger storm in the future. This is the journey under the storm. The life full of unexpected disasters. The life very full of a lot of things that we cannot control. But one thing from the passage, we know that Jesus wants his disciple to learn something from the storm, from this kind of disaster, to strengthen their faith in order to move forward to face even bigger disaster, so that they can be a blessing to many others. Let's read together the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, 35 to 41. Let's read together. Let's go. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the sun, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and he was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Brothers and sisters, I was here 2 weeks ago, and I received a call from the brothers saying that Hurricane Harvey is coming soon. And are you sure you're going to be here? I said, well, you can't come in. But I asked him, are all the brothers and sisters living in Katy? Are they evacuate or living? He said, no. He said, I just replied, "Oh, if they are not evacuate or they're now just leaving the city, why I cannot come?" So I just go by faith, and on that morning, 25th, after drop my kids at school, and my wife and I, and we drove to down to Houston, and at about an hour before arrive at Katy, just happened. A lot of bugs came from nowhere, just flew from nowhere. And hit the windshield and hit the car miles to miles. I think it's probably a few miles long, and all the bugs really hit. Then there was something really came to my mind. The disaster, we can see even the nature, all the bugs knew about the disaster, the big hurricane will come and hit this area. They flew away. And I feel like a little bit scary. Seems like really. I didn't know what would happen when I came to this city to meet the brothers and sisters here. And something really, God really touched my heart with His word, And really, from the Bible and You can see from the Bible, Romans chapter 8, and the Bible, the God, our God really encouraged me to move forward, to move forward. And the Bible, Romans 8, if you have a Bible, let's turn to chapter 8, 35. This is the Bible verse that encouraged me to move forward. And it promised me and also comfort me this word. Let's read it together. And Romans chapter 8, 35. Let's read it together. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or dangers or sword? Brother, sister, is there anything that can separate us from the love of God? Is there anything that is huge enough to separate us, the love that God gave us, the eternal love of God that came upon us and separate us from all from His love? No, the Bible promised me that I can be strong and drive and forward. We know that God will never abandon us. So this is a journey of faith, a journey of grace, that we can experience the power and the love of God that guides us through the storm. Brother and sister, this morning, from the Bible verse, from the verse 35 to 37, we know one important thing. And one important thing that we can learn from here, we can see that from the Bible, that day, when the evening come, you know that, that evening, that day, before God, before Jesus brought them to the lake of Galilee, to the Sea of Galilee, you know what happened that day? Jesus preached about what? Preached about the parables about the kingdom of God. Preached about them the words of God. Preached about the seed of the parables of the sower, and the preached about the mustard seed. So that is a lot of knowledge, a lot of the words of God about the kingdom of God. No more importantly, Jesus wanted to bring them to really experience what does the words mean. Throughout the Bible, from the chapter 4, chapter 6, and chapter 10, there are three times in the book of Mark, Jesus really let the disciple experience something in the sea. Experience something that's out of the nature, in the nature, that they can experience something that strengthens their faith. One of it is start from the chapter 4. You know, when the Bible says they are about the sea, and they deal with the first and about. So we can see this Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, Mark used this sea for this body of water in the large fresh of lake of northern central Palestine to guide and to experience the real words of God that help us to strengthen up the experience. I was born in a Christian family. Really, when I was little, really, my parents, I have a very good parents, and they loved me, raised me in the church. I went to Sunday school every morning, and served, and really experience of God throughout my life. I just like a piece of paper, and accepted Christ, Jesus Christ, my Savior, when I was a very young age. But really, this kind of experience really is something that what I learned in Bible, in Sunday school, is just about all about my knowledge. And something that I learned in church, just like all of you. But really, the life of my storm, the journey of my faith, actually began when I came to the United States. I came here when I was about 17 years old. I came and then I went to Oklahoma State and I studied engineering. And at that time, really, this country is a freedom, it's a free country. Really, and my mom and parents, my parents actually in Malaysia, really, I really enjoy the freedom in this year. I pursue my dream and seek my dreams here. And at that time, really, during my college year in the United States, I walk away from God. Really, that is the journey that really tested my faith. That is the time that my faith is in challenge. Really, in this country, really, I can feel like, I can enjoy all my life, and also I find something that I want to do. But really, the time passed by. I really walked away from God. I feel like all the faith I have before is really untested. So I praise God. During my third year of college year, really, God's love is really amazing. He not only loved me unconditionally and led me back to Him and also guide me through. During that time, it's my spiritual downside, and also it's a journey that I really experienced the storm in my life, impact my life, and also really impact my life even that the life and the living and also the life experience in this college year really means nothing to me. But thanks God, through His discipline and His mercy, and guide me through. And at that time, the mercy of God really strengthened us and strengthened me and led me back to Him. I really thank God for all of you. Nowadays we can see a lot of young kids, a lot of people after college and also after high school. And we walk away from God. Why? So we can imagine why a lot of people walk away from God. The faith that we learn, the faith that we inherit from our parents, is there any faith that just belongs to our parents only? Let's have a faith, a genuine faith, authentic faith, that we experience God as our personal Savior, as a God that really touched our heart, the God really impact our life, the God really guide through, that the faith become a real that we can live out, that we know that He is not only my parents' God, He is God really, is my personal God. Brother and sister, may the Lord help us. We don't know when the storm will come back again. Not just a nature disaster, but are you prepared for your spiritual journey that you will face something in the future? The storm even greater than the hurricane Harvey. Something you will face in the future, in your life, in your family. That is even bigger than Hurricane Harvey. Are you prepared? That's why. Let's read the Bibles on the verse 38. This is an important key that we know that God is with us. Verse 38, let's read together. What happened then? Jesus was in what? In stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciple woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if he's drowned?" Don't you think Jesus don't know what happened to the disciple? Don't you think that Jesus know the storms were coming? Don't you think that Jesus know they are in danger? No. Jesus was sleeping. That is the description that Mark put on the Bible. In fact, we know this. Sometimes, in the time, in the journeys under the storm, we ask a lot of questions. In my life too, I used to ask a lot of questions. Why really a lot of this kind of disasters or problems happen in our life? That's something that we cannot understand. And we ask God, why during the trouble? Where are you, God? Are you real? Why not you listen to our prayer? Brother and sister, Jesus didn't answer all our questions. The Bible didn't give us all the questions. The Bible didn't give us all the answers too. Brother and sister, the more important from the Bible itself, from the experience that Jesus led the disciples to the Sea of Galilee. Let them experience what? Experience the real testing of faith. That they know that they shall hold on Jesus, hold on the Lord, and look upon the Lord, not on the environment, not look at the disaster, not look at something they can see. Look at the Lord, at the promise. We know that love a journey in our life. Good start doesn't mean you have a good start doesn't mean you have a smooth journey. A good start doesn't promise, guarantee, you have a smooth journey. But remember one thing. On the worst, Bible chapter 4, verse 35, the Bible says, that day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. That is the promise of God. That is the promise that Jesus asked them to go to the other side. If they hold it, if they know that, what Jesus told them, if you go to the other side, that is the promise that we can hold. We can hold on throughout our journey. But in this case, the disciple very failed his test. Brother and sister here, pray that God help us to strengthen up and guide us through. Hold on the words of God. I remember one time I prepared to go to a Hyatt hotel in the downtown of the Union Center and prepare a special conference there and for the marriage enrichment. Really, and that is a ministry that God gave to our church. And also help us to start the marriage conference and this kind of ministry that can help a lot of couples. And that morning I drove from the highway, throughout the highway, and moved to the Hyatt Hotel. And I got a car wreck. The accident is very, very bad. And a big FedEx truck hit my car. And it cost me more than $10,000 to fix that car. But fortunately, I got insurance. But something happened. Not just this disaster. This unfortunate incident happened in our life. But something really from the incidents that impact my spiritual life. During that time, I called insurance company that really the, and explained to him and father case and anything like that. And they said that, really, the FedEx car really hit my car. And they caused my car really a great damage. And they sent the inspector to my house and inspect it. Really, the inspector said, really, your car was being hit by the FedEx, the big truck. And the insurance company said, no, you are wrong. No matter what, you hit him or you were being hit, you're still wrong. But said, actually, you hit the truck, but really something I feel no peace in my heart, because I feel like if I'm wrong, even though somebody hit me, but the insurance company said you are wrong because you hit the truck. That's why I feel something's no peace in my heart. At that time, I pray, and that actually, really, this incident caused me 2 weeks, 3 weeks experience, and led me to a depression. Really, some incident that really impact my life, and also this became my spiritual impact that I really discouraged and really disappointed. And really, at that time, I asked God, why you didn't help me and show me the justice and show me really what is truth to the insurance company. One day I remember my brother called me in the morning. He said, hey, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. I didn't get enough sleep for a few days. Really exhausted because of the insurance things, and really seems like the insurance company accused me that I was lying. Really, I was hit by the truck. But no, they said I hit the truck. And really, that time, my brother said, God knows. God really knows. It really touched my heart. Just even one word, God knows. And after that, at that evening, another sister called me and said, are you okay, Pastor? I said, I'm okay. And I told her the same problem again. And the same thing, the sister said, God knows. He will take care of it. Everything's under God's control. That is a lot of encouragement. A lot of encouragement from a brother, sister. Even though God seems like out of nowhere, even seems like God's not listening to my prayer. But really, through the experience, God sent people to my life. Just like the Bible says here, during this kind of stormy way and a stormy environment, a fierce wind came up and the wave broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Is Jesus sleeping? No, brother and sister. Jesus wants to help the disciple to know, to learn from the experience. He knows. He knows what happened to our life. He knows what happened and what kind of situation, what kind of a suffering, what kind of suffering we are facing right now. He is with us. In my life, really, a lot of things that I couldn't understand. The Bible didn't give me a lot of answer. Even though I prayed, and really, I've been pastoring for almost 20 years. I see a lot of problems in our life, in our brothers and sisters and family. Really, a lot of problems we didn't understand at all. But we know that God will guide us through. Because His promise, the journey of life, He walked with us and He guided us through. So remember one thing, brother and sister. We look at the Bible and say, He got up and rebuked wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Then He said to His disciple, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Remember, even in your journey, you face a lot of difficulties. Remember, God's power, God's presence, God's comfort, God's healing. Our team helped a few families. One of the family flooded by all the waters and all the things. It's very, very messy and very, very smelly. And I remember at one section, the bookshelf in the study room, at the bottom of the shelf is full of the big books of encyclopedia. And it's really flooded by the water. It took me about half an hour to get all the books out. You know why? Because the books have spanned after the flooding with water. And it's hard to get out from the shelf. Because the shelf and the books started a lot of mold. And we have to get rid of it. So, and I put a lot of energy to get all the encyclopedia, the big books out. Then something came up in my mind. Really, during the storm, during the disasters, all the human knowledge, all the things in the world is really will pass away. Then after I put it out and tear down all the walls and use a wheelbarrow to soak it out and throw it on the curbside, I really feel like, really, nothing can remain in this world. The storm will come one after one. The storm will come unexpectedly, just the Bible says. And the storm will come even bigger and bigger. It's nothing can hold in this world. More importantly, the only thing that we can hold is a hope in Jesus Christ. The hope that we trust the eternal power of God. The gospel that help us to be strong, to face the difficulty, and to face all the kinds of environment, and strengthen up that can be a blessing to many others. I have a good friend. I stay in the house for a few days when I was in Houston, in Katy this time. He's my best spiritual brothers in Christ. And we went to the seminary together about 15, 20 years ago. And when he was in elementary school, and one day, he suddenly feel like his eye got problem, and he couldn't see teachers' writings on the board, and he feel like there's something wrong with his eye, and he afraid to tell his parents. And at that time, just unfortunately, his father, who was working in the factory, and hurt by some tools and anything, and his father was blind at that time. And really, his family really faced a lot of a great disaster, and really a lot of impact in their life. And he feel like it's hard for him to share something happened to his parents about his eye, and feel like it's no right time to tell them. Day after day, and his eyes getting worse, and he became blind. And after that, his mother really couldn't face this kind of difficulties, and couldn't face the situation that her house has two blind men in the house, and he ran away. Really, this kind of a problem really happened to my friend's family when he was later. And even his father said to him, your life already been determined. You can do anything. You probably just go to the street and be a beggar. And beside that, you can do a master's as a job, professional job. And your life is just determined. At ease. My friend really thanks God for it. When he was in high school time, and after that, after graduate, he joined the Christian musical band, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his savior. Really, something changed his life. And he met a beautiful woman. Really, this girl has a calling, has a passion from God that he wants to marry this man, this blind man, to be his husband. But unfortunately, the girl's parents really reject them, and also didn't want them to marriage, and send her back to somewhere, to relatives there, and let them separate for quite a long time. But still, the passion, that the calling from God, the burden become stronger. And really, at the end, the parents said, okay, you guys can a marriage. And really, we can see this brother, blessed by God, and his life really changed after he met Jesus Christ. His life really impacted by Jesus, and really, his life really touched by God, and that he can face tomorrow. That is the time that the journeys under the storm, that he can step up, and he also can move up because he see the light. During the stormy time, we see the dark clouds in the sky. But we know that after and above the dark sky, we still know that there is a sun on top of it. The light that still shine above the dark cloud. Brothers and sisters, this is something that we can hold. That the promise of God never changed. And the love always there. We know that this is a promise of God. That God is always present in our life. No matter what. Even though we don't know. Even though it seems like out of nowhere.
and it seems like doesn't make sense. It seems like our prayer didn't answer at all. But we know that He is here with us. Amen? But unfortunately, from a human standpoint, 2+ years ago, my friend's wife passed away. It's really, I couldn't understand at all. Why pass away because of a failure kidney? And I really don't understand at all why God prepared a good wife together with my friends and help him, just like becomes his eye, becomes his leg, and serve together. And they're pastoring a church. He's a pastor. But why God took away his eye, took away his leg, the beautiful ones. And 2 years ago, and I received a call from a friend saying that his wife passed away. And I called him. I didn't know how to comfort him. I didn't know how to say anything. I just said to him, I will be in Houston a week later. I'll meet you then. Then, during these 2 years, he really lived in a joyful heart. I didn't know why. I see him again. I stay in his house for a few days. I see him, he's full of joy. I see him, he's full of hope. I see him, he has stronger faith than I am. I see him, really. He already been a blessing to many, many people. He shared about his testimony. He shared the gospel with power. All this kind of stormy experience, all kind of disaster, all kind of you can, from the human standpoint, is an unfortunate experience in my friend's life, has been a blessing to many, many people, and lead a lot of people came back to our Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't understand. Really, when I see him, I'm really touched by his experience and testimony. So at the same time, I would like to encourage brother and sister. We know that our journeys of life full of storm. But the storm really tests us what kind of faith you have. The storm really reveal what kind of faith, what kind of relationship you are with our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, today. So are we really know the truth, and at the same time, can we live up the truth? Are we really know the Bible about who Jesus is and how powerful our God is? And really live up in the real life that show that He is our God and really can help us in any circumstance. Are we really know that if He can help us in all kind of circumstance, all the circumstance, all the experience we have, can we be a blessing to many, many who are in this kind of a stormy, this kind of disastrous situation. May your comfort be a comfort to others. May your blessing be a blessing to others. May your experience be an experience to others. May your hope be a hope to others who are still living in the darkness. Brother and sister, this is a message that I share to all of you this morning. The journey and the storm.
is a time to test your faith. The journey under the storm helps us to know that He is always with us. The journey of storm reminds us that He is under control. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this morning. May the Holy Spirit continue to comfort our brothers and sisters' family here and guide us through during the disasters and the hurricanes and the flood time, and help us to focus on You, to trust You, trust Your Word, and help us to strengthen our faith that we can help people during the suffering time. May the Lord also heal those who are in this situation and a lot of damage in their house and a lot of loss in their family. May the Lord restore them with Your power and with Your love, with mercy and grace. Thank You for Your words and bless all the family here. In Jesus' name, our Lord, our Savior, we pray. Amen.